Caribbean Report.
Avril indicates that state of siege could soon be over. Did the United States seriously blunder over Haiti?
The State Department repeatedly came forth with optimistic, with sunny statements that Avril is leading the nation to democracy. But no one anticipated that he would crack down so brutally.
Larry Burns. And Guyana denies that Brazilian miners are flooding into the country. I'm Sonia Fraser, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Haiti today, military ruler General Prosper Avril told journalists that he would lift the state of siege and possibly as soon as tomorrow. He also confirmed his intention to hold elections this year. I asked our correspondent in Port-au-Prince, Michael Norton, how likely was it that General Avril would lift the state of siege?
If it's possible, the opposition has been dismantled. In a brief meeting with journalists this morning at a diplomatic meeting, the president did say that it would be likely. In recent days, other government officials have shown that the government is stepping back from the situation, is promising elections, and is asking, in fact, for understanding as it clears the way, clears the scene for what it considers decent elections.
A lot of the opposition have been expelled from the country or arrested. What kind of opposition is left to President Avril?
The opposition has been completely dismantled. The word is not expelled, but in fact banished. There is no real opposition then to the decrees of Avril.
How concerned is President Avril that international pressure will be brought to bear on him?
He said when he returned from his 8-day trip to Taiwan that he felt very sympathetic to Taiwan, which, like Haiti, was an ostracized nation. He seems to be playing all for all the way. The international community has ostracized Haiti in all of its public statements, which have been very firm, very stern. He has met with the French and the American ambassadors, and we have reason to believe that their protests and that the discussions were heated. It is an old tradition in Duvalierist politics not to give a damn about what the world thinks of Haiti. It is a pretension of these governments to go it alone in spite of international ostracism.
The United States State Department says the expulsion of opposition leaders from Haiti and the censorship of radio and television broadcasts there are a blatant assault on basic civil liberties. In the past, however, America has been willing to support the military regime of President Avril. So to discuss this new U.S. line, Owen Bennett-Jones spoke to Larry Burns, director of the Council of Hemispheric Affairs in Washington. Mr. Burns began by giving the background to the relationship between the U.S. and Haiti since the departure of former ruler Baby Doc Duvalier.
After Baby Doc Duvalier fled Haiti in February of 1986, the United States backed a rather wicked man named General André Nanfi, in spite of the fact that for many months before the eventual denouement on November of 1987, when 34 people were killed by General Nanfi's forces on Election Day, it was called the Election Day Massacre, the State Department continued to say that the Nanfi government was committing its duty by carrying the nation towards a transition to democracy, closed its eyes to reality, closed its eyes to the fact that every week, nay, every day, someone was being beaten or killed in Haiti during that period. We had the same story with General Avril. The State Department repeatedly came forth with optimistic, with sunny statements that Avril is leading the nation to democracy. But no one anticipated that he would crack down so brutally on the opposition as he's done in the last several days.
Do you think the fact that the United States doesn't give any aid to Haiti means that, really, this expression of criticism by the State Department will not be a great cause for concern for the general, and really that Washington has very little leverage in Haiti?
Well, I think you're quite right that Washington has very limited leverage, but in fact, the critical statement that the State Department used today to characterize the situation in Haiti was quite different, much stronger, than the statement it used yesterday when the same facts were there to be seen. So the United States was extremely well disposed to Avril, and only very recently, in the last few hours, decided to turn against him.
Well, what do you think accounts for that change in heart from the State Department?
Well, I think that they were being caricatured, that when Panamanian Democrats were being beaten by Noriega, the State Department came out with extremely strong language, and people were beginning to ask questions of the State Department. Aren't Haitian Democrats as worthy of consideration and the interests of the State Department as their Panamanian counterparts?
Larry Burns. And Haiti has emerged as one of the top priorities for Caribbean church leaders. They've been meeting in the Dominican Republic to draw up an agenda of concerns for the Seventh World Council of Churches to be held in Canberra, Australia, in a year's time. The moderator of the